This ain't my business, but I just know about it.
Yeah. But she got me help too.
I'ma come pull up on you, jacking me your latitude. I know your longitude. Plus you got a bad attitude. I'm the type of nigga that's gonna cheat when I get mad at you. How you looking stupid? All these hoes they gon' laugh at you. You say 10, you dirty bitch. How could you go for my friend? She call me handsome, buy me food, and then I'll be
here.
Did you use a car?
Yeah, we up in here again.
Did she want to put me back open on
this? That's how this story is.
We like to welcome y'all to another episode of
That Ain't My Business,
but let's talk about it.
Hey, man, look, man, we back up in this thing, man. I'm your boy, MTF Ugly Man, the myth, the legend, and the voice of the ratchet.
And I'm your boy, Nesto the Dunn.
Yeah, it's your boy, Robert Bruchon, Iceberg Pac-Man, the hood's voice boss. We got a real special guest in the building today, you know. Like I say, this man here single-handedly helped transform Shreveport, Louisiana. You can tell us your name, man.
Yeah, man, who you be, man? And welcome, and I appreciate you for coming.
Thanks for having me, man. I got a lot of titles, doctor, councilman, chair, but I'm on Shreveport City Council, so my job is to simply make Shreveport a better place, but I can't do it by myself.
I know that is right.
Yeah, boy, you got a tough task on your motherfucking hands.
We gonna talk about it, though. I need y'all help.
Let's talk about it.
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. I can't help. Because I'm fucked up.
You can help, man. Everybody can help.
Trust. Just looking at me, I know you probably don't judge books by their cover.
I don't.
I damn sure do. just looking at me as like a person.
Yeah.
How can I?
What else he gonna look at you as? Like a person.
Let me ask you, have you seen a pothole lately?
Huh?
Have you seen a pothole lately?
Have I seen one?
Yeah.
All you gotta do is go out my... Yeah, you can go around, you know?
So first thing, we got a big bond proposal coming up, man. We need everybody that you could touch, all your influence, and know we need to go out there and vote for that bond proposal. That's how we're going to get them hot old sticks. But that's one way you can help. Tell your people to go to the polls and vote for that bond proposal because we need it.
Well, don't none of us have cars, so we don't care.
When that's coming up?
If y'all got cars, you got running water? Because on part of that bond proposal is to fix the sewer system and also fix the pipes that's on the ground. Every time it get cold, they break, you lose pressure, you lose water, all that kind of stuff. Lights stop flickering, go out, all of that we're trying to fix with this bond proposal.
So I'm saying our water might get like Flint, Michigan.
We're working on it. I'm going to be honest, man. That this bond proposal is going to help fix a lot, but it ain't going
to
fix everything.
Because y'all trying to make my water bill go up.
My bill already
be high. It takes about 5 baths a day.
Man,
I don't know why he gotta take them baths. He use wet wipes here trying to use the bathroom.
Whoa.
So basically what you trying to do is correct, but the black woman fucked up when she fucked up with all the water. What the mad lady name is? Y'all remember her?
I don't care if
you black or white. I don't give a damn.
This started way before Mary Tyler.
No. We've been knew it. We didn't know it because, you know, we didn't know what was going on in the streets, you heard me?
Right.
But what I'm saying is, it had been going on, but she had a chance to put a halt on a lot of things when it came to that water, and she took that bad, though.
She could have helped, but you got to look at it like this. The landlord to Shreveport did not become black until Cedric Level. But people have been misusing their power for years, and they didn't look like me and you.
Exactly.
So now we just trying to correct years of abuse and neglect. And we're going to start out with the black community.
Yeah, start out with yourself first.
So what date? Do you know the date that that bomb proposal?
I want to say April 23rd. Don't quote me on that, but it's definitely end of April, but I believe it's April 23rd.
Okay.
When we get to April, remember, starting now, you could vote for sheriff. We got to get Sheriff Whitehorn. We got to get Sheriff Whitehorn. There's no excuse. He won twice by one vote. I guarantee he going to win by more than one vote because the goal is everybody take somebody with them. So we going to win more than by one vote. We can't afford to lose this race.
Speaking of voting, I went voted today and say, Mama Bells, I'm a convicted felon, and I went voted today.
I appreciate that.
I'm a convicted felon times two. But look, I went and voted. You want to know what was crazy? Because, like, my homeboys and them I kicking with, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of them, like, they them type of people, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They be on the corner a lot.
Yeah.
What, they selling booty?
No, they drink, you know, and whatever else they be on the corner.
They doing neighborhood watch.
Yeah, the old
neighborhood. So,
they was down there voting.
The early voting precinct is on the corner, too.
Yeah.
It's on the corner of Burcombs and Bear Road.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the corner downtown.
You're insane. But yeah, so look, I got a phone call earlier this morning, and it was somebody, I'm just gonna spit it. It was Alvin. Alvin was like, yeah, man, we down here. I expecting it to be more people, this and that, like, what's going on, right?
Right.
So, I'm like, okay, man, I ain't gonna lie, I woke up late, it's my birthday weekend, so, you know, I've been having a little fun, I appreciate it.
When your birthday?
Tomorrow, so, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, 27. So, look, I say, you know, I make a little pull, I'm like, yeah, man, I'm coming down that hill, down there. Man, do you know, when I made it downtown and I got a call and I said, and this was in other polling locations too, do you know it was lines longest Coco's today?
Yeah.
I'm talking about, and then you had niggas in there acting nigga fools. Mm-hmm. They say, yeah, they in there pumping the fists and shit when they voting and shit. Right. I say, man, it was a real proud day today. Today was a day that we was able to bring Black folks and niggas together. And it really made me very proud to see that.
You know this just the beginning, because you know we don't do shit early. So imagine the people that's going to come later on.
And
that's what I'm saying, though. We, like I said, when I first introduced you, I said, this is a man that's, you know, single-handedly helped transform Shreveport, Louisiana. He ain't even from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Where you from?
Right?
I'm from New Orleans.
Hey man, shout out to all my cousins, man, from Seven Ward. Look.
Yeah.
But yeah. So what I was saying was this. You know, for a long time here in this city, you know, we've been carrying a moniker, what I would say a negative connotation, right?
Yeah.
And you know, that's this ratchet thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's this ratchet thing. You know,
I didn't have to be here.
Right.
If I got to sit here. Let me tell you something. If I got to sit here, you hear me? And you disrespect,
you know, my culture, I'm going to leave that alone.
No, we definitely gonna disrespect.
You ain't gonna disrespect my culture,
man. It's definitely the roots, but we still gotta evolve.
Because we gotta evolve. The ratchet was what got Shreveport is most.
Do you believe in evolution?
Yeah, we still gotta.
I don't believe in evolution.
Oh, Lord,
ratchet would always be a part of Shreveport culture. Trust me, we're not trying to change that. You know,
man, that's what it sound like to me.
That's emotion.
You know, big most. Fuck you mean?
Big most. Man,
you say y'all have no cars, but you know, when you're fixing on cars, you got to have a ratchet. So there's emotion to that ratchet. That ratchet is always going to be in the culture, but we got to evolve to put people on. Yeah, absolutely.
Shout out
to
Big Fella. Shout out to my dog, Mandigo. And what time is it?
That's insane.
I got somewhere to go, man.
Oh yeah, I forgot you got rap content.
Nah, man,
you don't better get that with no motion though.
See, my boy got a battle tonight, man.
Okay. Well, look, in your opinion though, what makes this sheriff race so important? You know, I understand because we knew we had the They done voted twice. You know what I'm saying? They took it away.
$90 million.
I can't say I done seen something like this in my lifetime. I'm kind of young though, but I ain't never seen nothing like this in my lifetime.
So honestly, man, this race is really not about a black and white thing. People are trying to make it a black and white thing, but mm-hmm. you only have one qualified person in the race. There's only one person that had the qualification to hold a gun, to safely detain people, help his officers understand how to detain people. But what's more dangerous than only having one qualified in the race, you have somebody else that's in the race that is a lawyer by trade. Do we really want to give a lawyer a badge and a gun? I'm going to just let that marinate. Okay. You really want to give a white lawyer a badge and a gun and over a $90 million budget?
Hold on. I'm really going to help you.
Uh-huh.
Would you give a black man with lawyer by trade a badge and a gun like me? Hell no. So don't do it to this man.
Hey, we'll bleep there.
Don't say.
Man.
All you got time to be doing on this editing. Oh, so you can't say that on TV no more?
I've been telling you that. I've been telling you we can't say that shit.
Can we say Pinto?
This is fucked up. But yeah, though. Like I say, you know what I'm saying? My thing about it is like this, you know, being a black man growing up in the neighborhood that I grew up in, you know what I'm saying? Lakeside. He loved for me to, you know, he from Lakeside too, but they from the other side. I'm from the other side. We both from Lakeside though.
I got you.
See what I'm saying? So
I'm from Lakewood too though, zone 3.
So, you know. What I was going to say before I was rudely interrupted was growing up.
Hey, why you ain't ever used that shit before?
Growing up, you know what I'm saying? I remember experiencing what we had kind of like the jump out bars and stuff like that. And just riding around, we was young teenagers.
Whooping our ass.
Yeah, I remember getting snatched out of cars, getting my ass beat, like getting put on the corner for, you know what I'm saying, no reason. Mm-hmm. No arrest ever happened during these times because we wasn't going to
jail, yeah.
Nah, we wasn't doing nothing either, though, to be honest with you.
Well, we was.
Yeah. I can't even say we were delinquents because most of the time that shit was out of school and everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I said that to say this, like, I know one of the candidates, he's been endorsing this stop and frisk. And a lot of times people tell me, and especially lawyers, they'll say, well, in theory, you know, stop and frisk is not racist. It's supposed to do this, this, and that, right? But my argument would be, okay, I understand that, but in practice, we've seen what it has done a bunch of times. And due to that practice, many judges have deemed it to be unconstitutional and a racist practice, right?
Right.
And just looking at the direction that this country has been going with a lot of the laws that it's been putting in place, they've been trying to get rid of inclusion and black history. I just think it's very negative for a candidate to endorse something, a racist practice like that. And my issue is, like, if that's where you stand, okay, but why don't you hear us when we tell you? What it has been for us. Why can't your ears open? Why can't we even have this conversation? Because when we had that summit at Southern University, you came and you looked me in my eyes, this John Nicholson I'm talking about, and you said you look forward to working with us, right? We've reached out to you on several different occasions and we haven't got nothing back. You really don't want to talk to us, to be honest.
Right.
But then you would get mad at us and your people would get mad at us when we got this overwhelming support for Whitehorn, but he's an open ear. He's listening to the community. Let me tell you something. If Whitehorn was a white man and he acted the way that he act now, he was listening to us like he is now, he'll have my same support.
Yeah.
It's simple. They don't respect us. It's quit it. That's simple. So, you know, I started off with my titles. You know, I'm dressed and kind of relaxed. I got a little tattoo showing. You know, if I get pulled over leaving from here, they don't see me as a Councilman Jackson. They don't see me as an educated Dr. Jackson. They don't see me as a black man with tattoos showing.
Mm-hmm.
That is dangerous because they don't respect us.
Mm-hmm.
We got to make them respect us. You start by making them respect us by casting your vote at the polls. This is a black city, but it's ran like a black city.
Mm-hmm.
It's ran like this is a prison, and you have jump out boys trying to control us, not trying to change us. But we got to help start changing ourselves. We got to start changing our mindset. We don't want the police to control us and control us by fear. We want to make smarter decisions with our lives.
Right.
That's what we got to change. But we got to start doing that from the inside out because they're not going to do it for us. We got to start doing that for ourselves. If we're expecting them to do it for us, we're going to be expecting all day long. They're going to lock us up and keep locking us up because you got to realize us being locked up is a business.
Yeah, that's money.
That's a lot of money. But we got to understand that and still make better decisions. And the reason I'm in this spot is to help people that look like me make better decisions. We got to stop blaming people and saying we can't get nowhere. We can get somewhere with a plan. If you don't have a plan, then let's come up with one.
Right, right. And that's why I like to applaud this new city council because y'all gave us an opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to be ourselves and be able to be that effective, positive change within the community. You know, a lot of times, you know, people criticize our methods and things like that, but We just simply engaging people that's never been engaged before. We're giving people a voice that feel unheard. So I want to applaud y'all for recognizing that and working with us in order to, you know, further that in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And like you were saying, like we was talking about last time with like mindsets and stuff like, and that's why I really be playing when I be saying that shit about Ratchet and shit. I be playing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's something within that message that I kind of want to get to people though.
Yeah.
I want people
and
to.
And what is that?
I want people to understand that we gotta stop cherishing and celebrating negative shit. Like when you see a fight and shit like that, that's not nothing to applaud.
No.
You know, that ain't even really people come to me outside. You seen that? No, I didn't. It don't excite me because I know that shit ain't gonna help us go nowhere. You see what I'm saying? Drugs and shit. Man, I'm from Lakeside Kings. You know what I'm saying? I ain't acting like I ain't never been, you know?
Yeah.
But that shit ain't gonna help us get nowhere. So now that shit bullshit.
Like
and I'm gonna tell you
shit.
It's bullshit.
But one thing you're not gonna
disrespect that crack cocaine like it didn't make money. I'm telling you. But you said ain't gonna get you. It'll get you killed. It'll get your time in jail. But what about the time in between them? Hey, but look,
I get it. You get your 2-3 years and then you go to jail for 10 or 20 or 30. You know?
I don't get it. Y'all got to help me. Y'all got to break it down because
let me break it down.
Hold on. The reason I don't get it because I don't know no black people that own building. Mm-hmm. I don't know no black people that got their name on the wall. So we talking about all this money in the hood, in the streets, and all this money to be made. At the end of the day, I don't see nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't see no generation of wealth that have been created with all this money that's flowing through. So at the end of the day, it's like it's a trap.
Yeah,
it's literally a trap, and we caught up in it, but we convinced ourselves that we doing good and we feeding our family. Our family is still hungry, our generation is still lost, and our babies are still being buried every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So help me understand.
Well, I can't speak on it, but it's a lot of people, prominent people that own a lot of businesses now. Used to be dope dealers back in the day.
Yeah, I know some.
I ain't going to put them on blast.
There's a lot of them
that's in positions that they back in the day. They used to be.
Well, fuck it. I'm just going to say.
Are they here?
Yeah, I know.
They answer reports.
Yeah.
Okay.
You ain't never heard of Bishop Caldwell.
But you don't know Bishop Caldwell.
But then at the same time, people do have money like this.
Who doing this?
They can't show it. They can't let you know I got this.
Nah,
but I'm putting it like this. But I ain't saying that's the right thing to do.
Nah, yeah. But I'm putting it like this.
People did that because they had to do that.
Yeah, when I said I get it, I was being sarcastic.
Yeah, we just look, playing, man.
My thing is this, like, because don't get me wrong, it's some people, I know some people that didn't woo-doo and watch them and switched over, right?
That's a very
overwhelming overwhelming majority.
Mm-hmm.
It is a bad.
I give you a couple of family names. The Kennedys. Who else?
The Trumps.
Shit, who else? A lot of politicians. They started in illegal activities.
But you know,
I get you saying they get diversified.
They get chances that we won't necessarily get. Yeah. You know, if we find ourselves on the other side of the law.
Yeah.
You want to know why? Because they vote.
This is what I'm saying. They vote and they got power in land. They got real resources, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, motherfucker, they really got ownership. They really own this country. We only get own like 1%.
What you were saying about niggas?
Less than 1%.
With the stop and frisk. The mama bear saying that's a lie. He ain't saying he was going to. He said y'all meant. Misconstruing what he has to say.
I ain't misconstruing shit. He got on the TV more than one time, 2-3 times, and said yes, he want to implement stop and frisk. He got up there at the when they asked him about it at the youth council.
Mm-hmm.
He said yes. He went into the particulars. Stop.
You asked me,
but like I was saying. He talking about it in theory. We've seen it time and time over in practice.
Right.
Yeah. We know how it goes.
Well, I got to ask you this. What about the mama bear? They say that Whitehorn only campaigned towards black people. They say he ain't campaigning towards... They say he don't care about the white people.
Hold on.
I just seen Ross Owen, a white prosecutor and veteran of the United States military. He sat there and did a... I'm talking about a very convincing statement for Whitehorn. He wasn't black.
So from my vantage point, mm-hmm. Whitehorn wants to be the sheriff for everybody.
Yeah.
We definitely need unity. I think he is spending a great bit of his message on people who don't traditionally vote.
Yeah.
And that is black people. I believe his white Democrats, white Republicans that are fans of Whitehorn, they already know he's the only qualified person in the race.
So
because of that, you ain't got to remind them to go vote and who to vote for.
Yeah, I think.
But there's a certain demographic that you got to be like, look, we need you to come out vote.
Yeah, you know they already got their mind set up on who they going to vote for.
Right. Yeah.
That's why he ain't just actually. But is Nicholson campaigning towards black people?
Hell no. Hey, look. Can I be honest? Yeah. You really want to know why I voted for Whitehorn? I'm telling you, man, because Whitehorn was the police. The police.
Cheap.
Uh-huh. Man, cattle, man, used to get big slabs of fish, big slabs of chicken, cornbread about that big. You heard
it wasn't because we had the lowest crime rate in history while he was while he was cheap.
No,
fish.
He from the hood. He moved in.
They said, I just remember when he was the chief when Fish Glover was going, right? He wasn't hard on crime. Yes, the fuck he was.
Yeah.
You was getting him.
Say, look, I'm talking about. Like, how you think I know he was like, man, feed them people that food.
We was getting hemmed up.
Lowest crime rate.
Yeah. And we was getting our ass whooped by white police at the same time. So guess what? Look, make sure you go vote, white people, because guess what? He going to let the white police whoop a nigga ass.
But that's one thing I can say, too, about Shreveport Police Department. The transformation, like, if you look at it, it's damn near black. Like, you're going to see a lot of young black people on the beat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing because the ones that I've encountered here recently, like, they've been some
assholes.
But even with the sheriff, there's a lot of black sheriffs
in
high positions.
And they still uphold the law. They not just, it's not like they disregarding crime and then they just understand. Different than when we was getting pulled out them cars and getting our ass beat.
But hold on, but you got to dig this though. Growing up, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm 27, so you know, but dig this, like,
you're lying.
Like, with the generations, I think the police that we had back then, them the police they need now, because these them buddy young niggas be killing. I think the police today scared of these niggas, man.
Them police ain't scared no. The police back then was scared. Man, I'm probably...
J.J. Silver was scared? What's J.J. Silver? Nah. Boy!
What I'm saying...
Cal McDaniel?
Action Jackson, you got fucking Action Jackson. What? He around here putting my pants out of my ass.
What
are
you doing on that ring camera?
What are you doing on that ring camera?
We man, need answers.
Yeah, man, he got the damn picture.
What's the name of Action Jackson? Come to the front of the congregation.
Yeah, I don't want to be nowhere near him.
Hey, nah, man. Hey, Jackson,
what he did to me?
Jackson, I ain't got nothing to do with you, bro.
Action Jackson pulled me over and I wasn't even driving. And he wasn't even in his police car. That nigga pulled me over in a black Hummer. Man, I was parked in Colony Square. I was parked talking to this female. My Action Jackson pulled in front of my car, blocked that bitch in, hopped out with some handcuffs.
What was his bitch?
I don't know. He hopped out with some handcuffs. Put me in handcuffs and called the police.
And you laying?
Yeah.
How? He ain't gonna do it.
I'm scared of Action, bro.
No, I'm scared of Jackson.
I'm scared of Jason.
And I mean, he went back and forth the same night.
She told me he asked for a number, though. She did say that.
But she fuck?
That's besides the point. But look, yeah, like I was saying, you made me forget what I was finna say, but I was finna say something about...
police officers.
Yeah.
Been like same versus in the past.
Now I'm going somewhere else over there with the cat on mama back and the tough on crime shit. That's where I was finna go. A lot of times, and this the thing I see with Whitehorn a lot. A lot of times when people attack his candidacy, they speak about a whole bunch of people that's not Whitehorn. So, like now you go to that page, you'll see a lot of talk is about D.A. Stewart, right? Whether you like him, dislike him, whatever the case may be, that's a whole different agency than the sheriff's office.
Correct.
So I'm not understanding what your correlation is with you trying to instead talk about D.A. Stewart and Whitehorn, right?
Right.
Whether you're right or wrong, right?
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
I don't see the correlation. So I'm trying to see, is it the simple fact that they both Democrats or they both black or what is it that,
because they both black.
Nah, they just can't find a Whitehorn, so you gotta use somebody else from the police. He ain't gonna be able to do his job, but his job is policing for the entire parish. He has more power than Chief Wayne Smith. He can tell Chief Wayne Smith to put down his gun because Shreveport lies in Cattle Parish, and he is the sheriff, will be the sheriff of the entire parish. But his job is to police, enforce crime, arrest people, send them to jail. The DA's job is to help build a case with the help of SPD and the sheriff to prosecute people to the full extent of law. What we're looking for on both sides, from the DA, we're looking for fair sentences. Mm-hmm. You know, that's all we want. We want fair. If you're a criminal, I want you to go to jail, but I want you to get the same time as anybody else who committed the same time. We're just looking for fair sentences. But we also looking to bring opportunities that you shouldn't have to be a criminal. You shouldn't have to do things that may put you in jail. Mm-hmm. We want to provide better opportunities. That's why I ran for this seat. So you ain't got to keep doing the things that you're doing right now.
Mm-hmm. All right. So speaking of that, you got a fairly new position, right?
Yeah.
You what that position is?
So I got elected to be chair of city council, which I still have one vote. It still takes four votes in order to move, motion this city forward. I'm flat there enough.
I ain't tripping. I'm about to leave anyway.
It still takes four votes to move the city forward. But what chair means that anytime my mayor is out of the state, I assume all the powers and duties of the mayor.
Hey, look, so look, oh, look, look. Okay. Hey, I'm going to holler at you off camera about something. So, like, So, if the governor get knocked off, the lieutenant governor couldn't say that. So, that means if the mayor go, the nigga up under him. I'm just going down the chain of command. That's all. I'm not even trying to. I'm just going down the chain of command. That's it.
Man, here, why?
Oh,
so, you know, being in that position, Because I,
you get a lot of pussy on.
How many?
I'm definitely happily married.
He tried to put him right in the dog.
She wanted it, so she put a ring on.
He hate on people that are married.
Man, he don't even be in relationships at all.
Man, look, you just fucked it all up. Man, if you wasn't married, boy, you were going to turn up.
How long have you been a Shreveport City Council member?
So I got elected by the, I'm not elected, I got appointed by the governor back in 2022, and then I ran for the city in 2023. So thankfully for all the people that voted for me in District E, ended up being the first African-American council over District E.
Excuse me, my bad. You
the main history.
I don't need to interrupt you.
Yeah.
You got, I'm a nickel.
Okay.
Where the fuck is District E?
Oh, so District E is pretty much Southern Hills. We have my district sits over into Cedar Grove. So I got a piece of Cedar Grove for my district. Cedar Grove is actually represented by five different council people. So I'm not the only person to represent Cedar Grove.
I was going
to
say, because you need help.
And that's why I'm here, because, I mean, we can't do it by ourselves, man. We got to connect the politicians to the people that are actually hurting and need the help. I can't just ask y'all to vote. I'm not running for anything right now. My job right now is to be a servant to you, but I need you. I need you to pick up the phone. I need you to call. I need you to be vocal. I need y'all to understand how we move Shreveport forward and your place into that. We can't just keep pointing the finger. We can't just keep talking about it. We can't just keep complaining. We can't just keep killing folks. Like, we got to do better. And that's going to start with inside our house. And I'm willing to help.
Word. I appreciate that, dude. Cause I'm finna get in your business a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You say you from New Orleans.
Yeah, New Orleans, my home.
What part?
From the Nightlord.
I say that. Rest in peace, Mr. Magic, man. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, though. Rest in peace, though. Yeah.
But Shreveport has my heart, man. I'm raising my family here, my wife here, my kids. Shreveport has my heart, man. I'm gonna do everything I can to make this city better than the way I found it, and that's what everybody goes.
Well, then, if you gonna do that, you should endorse Champagne P for president.
Mm-hmm.
And his assistant president
Kanye B,
you should endorse them. Pippen ain't dead. He just moved to the internet. So what college did you go to?
I went to Northwestern, right there in Natchitoches.
Yeah. Boy, some hoes. Boy, there's some hoes in there.
Man, it's
hey, man. I don't know. I'm talking about on my behalf, because I ain't come through there one time with a couple of people. You know what I mean? They business out there. But look, and you say you got your doctorate.
Yeah.
What you got your doctorate in?
Higher education with a minor in early childhood. So I've been in, my career's in financial aid.
Mm-hmm.
We actually going to do a financial aid piece, but I can help anybody get in college. Convicted felons don't matter. You can still get financial aid.
They took mine. So
he got financial with his financial aid money.
I'm gonna spend it. I'm gonna buy
some. So, we really don't need to be baddies, dude.
We can help get you a financial aid back. So I preach opportunity because I know what it look like, man. I can help anybody get in college. You know, when you make some mistakes, stuff like that, man. I can help you go to college and not even have to take out student loans, depending on what college you're going to.
Word.
Should I hide it too? Because I'm paying to go right now.
What school do you go to?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about it. They got the new fast out right now.
Yeah. How long you been here?
So I've been in Shreveport 15 years now.
Yeah, you ratchet as hell.
see, you like
a different type. You been here a little minute.
Yeah, I
ain't gonna lie. I thought you kind of just got here like around about the time, you know, but now.
Yeah,
you been frequenting.
So,
what I was finna say, Hoover District. Rest in peace to Hoosier District. I know you don't. I've been out there a couple times, you know. It was a cool little spot, man. What that venture was like for you?
Man, she was a bunch of bitches the time I went.
The biggest thing, shout out to my partner, Jazz and Dem. The biggest thing we got, when people walk through the door, they say, I didn't feel like I was in Shreveport. And that was kind of our mindset. We're tired of people talking about, man, I'm going to Dallas or going to Houston, you know, no disrespect. But I mean, that Shreveport can be better and greater than those cities, you know. But we got to bring those opportunities here. But I always ask everybody, man, if you had the one lottery, $1 million, would you invest in Shreveport? And they tell me no.
I will.
But at the same time, they're looking at me to bring opportunities here. And I'm saying, if you had the opportunity to make your city better, you wouldn't do it.
So you a millionaire?
No, I'm not a millionaire.
Oh, I'm saying,
if you became a millionaire, would you invest in Shreveport? You know,
I thought you were saying it like, because I invested in it. I'm a millionaire. I was going to say, boy, I'm
your best friend. That's my point, though. I'm not a millionaire, and I am investing in Shreveport. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So if I'm doing what I can invest in Shreveport, yeah. I want everybody else to invest in Shreveport. The more we got investment in Shreveport, then, yeah, we can make it Dallas. And we ain't got to rely on politicians and governors. We can help them. You know, we got 50 Cent coming, and everybody like, man, what 50 Cent gonna do for me? Man, you gotta do it for yourself.
Yourself.
You see what I'm saying? That when he comes, he's gonna magnify it. Mm-hmm. Then this podcast gonna have over a million views when 50 Cent get here, but you already doing the work right now. Yeah. You got your following now. All he's gonna do is magnify.
Got my following? Man, you don't know me. I supposed to have at least 5,000 subscribers. Short everybody fuck with you. Boy, you don't fuck with me. You on this. Boy, you fuck with me when we be outside. So put your ass on. Now, What you said about, like, we have to do it ourselves. Like, I keep telling my homeboy, I ain't got no problem with what go on in Dallas. I don't give a fuck about what go on in Dallas. My thing is, growing up where I grew up at and being a big fan, like music is, like, I love music, right? So when back in the day when we listened to music, we used to, you know what I'm saying, get the magazines and read up on the artists. And it was a lot, it's a lot of big artists that came through here going to college. And they like, we been had a sound, but now the sound done got like, we been had our own culture, you know what I'm saying? We had to crawl out of California culture because we was influenced by California culture a lot with the gangs and shit, you know what I'm saying? But once, like, okay, yeah, boy, yeah, they got their own vibe now, you know what I'm saying? So the podcast is to start our own platform where our artists ain't got to go nowhere. Right. Our comedians ain't got to go nowhere.
We
got to
embrace them, though, too.
I mean, I embrace everybody. You know, like, I'm, you know.
No, you don't.
What's your mind?
No, you
be hating on Big Fella.
You
hate on Ocean.
Listen, me and Big Fella just got through talking today. My thing is, you can't make me change my culture. You can't make me change my culture.
Listen,
no matter how much y'all mess with me and tell me I'm not from here, I'm from Atlanta, them people in Atlanta tell you, he Shreveport to the bone, listen, you heard me? Like, now, like, you can't make me change that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
man. Ain't nobody trying to make you change that, man.
You and him.
Who you think most Shreveport? You think you most Shreveport than Alan Jackson?
No. I'm Zion 3 to the bone, bro.
See what I'm saying?
He confused, man.
ATL, y'all.
This is the problem. Double-minded men, unstable in all their ways.
Yep, you talking about yourself.
Say
The hookah spot, man, look out, hey, brother, you outdid yourself.
I appreciate that.
You hear me? I appreciate that, man.
That was just a small snippet of what we can do. And there was still plenty of opportunities out there. Anything you love to do somewhere else, man, create that here. I mean, that's God telling you that's your business venture. If you got the idea, man, just give it to the right people. We'll find some investors. We're going to bring that business to life.
Okay, so
you say he don't even want to spend no money. No.
Listen, so you saying if I link up with you, you know what I'm saying, we can do something.
Yeah.
Because listen, I ain't going to lie. So many people, they tell me this on a daily, and I'm not lying. This is 7 days a week, 365. Man, say, Bo, why won't you leave? I'm like, no.
Why?
Because my mission here ain't done. I'm going to bust this bitch wide open.
True.
And I guarantee you that.
When you say bust this bitch wide open, what are you speaking of?
All right, what I'm speaking of, OnlyFans, Pornhub, is video, all that.
That's real because what you basically just said, man, you know your purpose.
Yeah.
You know, you got a lot of cats don't know their purpose. They don't even believe they have a purpose. You know, they don't, you got to realize, man, your DNA, that's how, going back to the cops, that's how they catch them. But you only person got that DNA. Like, God made you unique. So if he made you that unique, you must have a purpose. And it's just sad seeing people just wake up every day not trying to tap into what their purpose is.
And that's why, like, me and my little brother Otto, like, I don't like him. You know what I mean?
I don't like you either, shit.
Like, I think he my mama mistake baby. But look. Nah, I'm the mistake baby. Damn.
Ain't no mistakes.
Yes, it is, because I got a 2-year-old. Shit.
Ain't no mistake.
Listen, I mistakenly got a mama pregnant.
Man, you got it's a lot that didn't make it to the birth canal. So if you make it and you take that breath, ain't no mistake.
I ain't mistaken if you ain't pulled out.
Ain't no mistakes.
I was drunk.
And speaking of mistakes, I gotta come to y'all about this right here. A Florida man allegedly held a woman for $200 ransom in a motel after learning she was transgender. He told the victim's friend he felt disrespected and expressed concern that a sexual encounter with a trans woman would violate his beliefs as a Black Hebrew Israelite.
I bet you in the count of money, he finna go to jail and sit in a cell with a nigga gonna violate him as a Black Hebrew Israelite. He done it.
He held them for ransom?
Yeah, for $200.
I mean, her for ransom?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's bad.
Yeah, I know that's bad. That's real bad. Hey, man.
I used to be a Black Hebrew Israelite.
You had the old boots like the Omegas.
Yeah, man.
Like walk around in purple.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's the color of Ross.
No, I'm toe up, man. I got a picture of me on the cross around one of my chests. It's me on the cross like there right there. It's a tribe of Judah.
Huh? Oh, okay. Wasn't he the nigga that...
That's who Jesus come down. His birthplace.
He's talking about Jesus here. Who betrayed you?
Oh, Lord. Now, man, look, I ain't rambling about none of that. But a lot of people don't, because I don't even know your position. I've never heard any of that. I didn't even know that the hookah lounge was yours. If I'd known it was yours, then I would have been hanging with you. Man, we need some bad pictures on me. I'm saying. I know why you do the Motion City thing. Because I bet it was a ratchet asshole knocked some coals off the motherfucking table, off the hookah, and they would have made it burn down. Or did you do it for the insurance?
Nah, man. So let's clear the record straight. Insurance money only matters if you own the building. Mm-hmm. We did not own the building, so it burning down did not help us. Plus, people burn down stuff when they ain't making money. As you know, we was making money. Yeah. It was hard, man, because a lot of people lost their jobs. Yeah. So it was a tough situation all the way around.
The girls you had working that bar, who picked them?
Jazz.
All right, boss, you too. Oh,
yeah.
Now, let's see.
I was at work. I had an alibi.
So, for us, that district downtown, man, I guess they closed down Styles Bar.
Closed down Style Bar. Unfortunately, rest in peace, Style. We did pass a law. You see, y'all know what I do. So, City Council, we control all the laws of Treeport. We can change any existing laws, or we can make some new ones, long as don't trump what the state law got. But we did pass the open container law.
You for that?
That's open container law.
I want all y'all get a man around the block. Because of him and his constituents. We no longer get our ass whooped in downtown Shreveport for bringing that high-ass drink out the club. So I appreciate you. Appreciate you. You know, we be in the club full of... And they be like, look, I'm talking about me.
You talking about you and your constituents.
Me and my constituents. And they be like, you got to throw that drink away. Boy, you got me fucked up. But... Thanks for you. Man, I ain't got too much.
New Orleans is my home. I just came back from Austin, man. Just seeing people walk down the streets, going to different bars, just enjoying themselves. People having live music outside, man. That's our vision for downtown. We want that to be the vision for downtown.
But can y'all put some palm trees down there? Please.
We gonna do something. We gonna spruce it up. We definitely got a plan in motion. We definitely got a plan.
At first I was gonna ask you why are you so comfortable here and willing to invest and love Shreveport and you fucking all this shit. You make it anywhere.
Absolutely.
Shout out to the 7-1 Hoy, my little cousin there. But damn, I forgot what I was gonna ask you, my G. It was very important too.
It's gonna come back to you. Don't forget you got to go somewhere too.
Money more than that, yeah. And money more than that important if you even forgot.
Say, I'm going to play this video, and it might help you remember.
All right.
I'm going to play this little video right here. You hear me?
He be finding all type of shit. Like,
let me cut this.
Goddamn right. I'm a full-blooded. Yeah. Ain't no nigga saying I hollered at him. You young bitches walk around this motherfucker half-naked with your bras and titties missing. I mean, your bras missing and see-through shirts. You goddamn right I want to put my dick in your young ass.
You damn right.
The only thing an old bitch can do is point me to a young bitch that look like she used to. Goddamn right. I don't want no old-ass bitch. That bitch didn't want me when I ain't have nothing. I like money, and them hoes like money. And I ain't fucked up about getting them something. Yeah, I ain't no trick, but I will pay for what I like. When I go in the goddamn store, I buy what I want. So if I see your young bitches out here half naked and I want it,
I'll buy
some of this money, baby. I got it to give. You ain't cricket if you got it. So you need to get the facts straight.
Hey, look. I know y'all people watch this show and think we probably promote sex work. Well, I promote sex work. But because Pac-Man said if you say prostitution is illegal, so if you say sex worker, it's legal.
No, right? that's not what I said. You support paying women for their time. You support paying women for their time.
I say you support paying for their time.
No, I support paying women for their time. I ain't paying for no damn time. I keep telling y'all this.
Bro, that's not legal.
You can file taxes as a sex worker.
This ain't Nevada, bro. This ain't Nevada.
You can?
Hell yeah. So, my home go filed her 1089, 1099, whatever the fuck.
What about your time?
What? My time?
You paying for their time. What about your time?
I'm pay for their time. I pay for it.
Drake said I should have made her pay for it. Your time ain't worth it.
Oh, they.
Your time ain't worth
it. Old women pay this.
Let me tell you something.
A lot of old women pay this.
You got to get to the point where it's mutual. And ain't no transaction either way. You get my time, I get your time.
This is why I'm getting dick.
This man has spent thousands on and ate it.
Yeah.
He a wild man.
He fucked funky.
You don't realize that's free.
No, but he fucked funky.
Man.
He like stanky cat.
That's a cap. Everybody done got in something before and then smelt a little tart. And,
dude. We did it. It was a mistake one time.
I'm not diving in nothing fucking.
You just said it was stanky at first until after a little while. Then it started smelling.
He pays for funky pussy.
He said,
I ain't paid for no pussy.
But look, hey, look, man. what I was talking about, like, my people be telling me, like, even my homeboys in Atlanta, they be like, man, we can support you more here. You know what I mean? And them little young niggas, like, growing up there and growing up in my projects, it gave me the sense of, it's a such thing as compassion, like,
right.
And it gave me the mind frame that, like, it's one thing in this world that's better than money. And it's relationships.
I thought this was going left.
Look, that's real. Listen, that's relationships because I thought Kanye West was losing his mind when he said he don't care about no house because he got rich friends.
Mm-hmm.
And his name Kanye West. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just like the dude that owned Tesla.
Man, I got to think his
name. I'll follow you. You making sense. Mm-hmm.
The dude that owned Tesla, what's his name?
Elon Musk.
At one point, Elon Musk sold every house he had. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he was just living with his friends, but he had a big-ass bank account.
Yeah, because his friend got a big-ass house.
That's my point. Like the people I deal with, mother be like, say, boy, you... But damn, man, be still. I'm like, for what? Like, be still for what? Because if I introduce you to him, since I separated myself, I don't like to say separate myself from my hood or my niggas, but since I removed myself out there the atmosphere on the corner every day, I started being around people like-minded. You know what I mean? And people give me flack by fucking with Bosco. People give me flack by fucking with Aubrey. People give me flack by fucking with a lot of people I fuck with.
What about me?
I ain't got no choice. But look, each one of them serve a purpose, but it's so fucking hard to get black people to understand that everybody can be a chief if everybody could be an Indian at the same time. Okay. Listen, you the chief of your own shit, nigga. You can't tell me I ain't a chief of my own shit.
You might be able to be a chief, but everybody don't have the capacity to be a chief.
Listen, I'm not talking about that one person being, you know what I'm saying? Like that one person being over everybody. No, what I'm saying is, whatever you bring good to this table, you bring to this table, to
some
the tribe.
Don't bring shit to the table. I feel you. And see, what you talk about is titles, man. And I don't really dibble-dabble in titles.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
I started off this podcast by saying, man, I need your help. Because everybody can help. You know, when I get to a group, I don't ask, well, who? I say, who gonna do what?
Yeah.
What can you do?
Because
we need everybody to do something, not who's in charge. I don't care who's in charge. It's about everybody picking up something and doing something to make the city better. But I ain't mad at your homeboys. If I was another city, I'll try to recruit you too.
Like,
but we got to keep our good people here, but we got to embrace them. We got to build around them. We can't hate. Everybody can't have a podcast. I mean, let's be on the podcast.
Say it again.
Everybody can't have a podcast. That ain't everybody's ministry. You know, somebody's doing something well. Everybody can't be a real estate agent. You know, I'm in real estate, you know, no shade, but everybody can't be everything that somebody else is doing. There's a lot of things out here that we need people to do that people don't want to do in order to help move this city forward.
Right, and we can support each other in
different
endeavors.
We got to.
That's how you make it happen.
I would say, number one, let's look at where you spend your money. Whatever you spend your most money on, that may be your mission to try to dive into that industry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about capital. You know, that ain't legal here. You go to California. You know, but whatever you spend your money on, we need to start diversifying into that.
Right.
Not just hard money. Talking about stocks, man. If you shop on Amazon, why you don't have stock in Amazon?
Mm-hmm.
Just think about it. You're your biggest customer.
You investing in that business. Yeah,
that's because that's the business that you support.
Yeah. Because, I was at one of my partner's spot, and we was just running and talking, and he gave me a good idea. He was like, man, you stupid as hell. And I'm like, how? He was like, man, you supposed to be the city number one advertiser. And I'm like, how? He was like, nigga, you just gave my wife a whole goddamn promotion scheme just right off the top of your head. But that shit, that shit be the Shreveport fucked up.
Now I think sometimes, like,
Shreveport fucked up, dog. I'm just gonna be real. Like, my
how you say that?
But it's so fucked up. Like, my homeboy Mo, shout out to my nigga Mo, man. You know what I'm saying? Stand up zone 3, right?
Yes, he did.
My homeboy Mo had he asked me for an idea.
What Mo? He's my whoa.
Man, I gave him an idea. Okay. And guess what he did with the idea?
What?
That nigga took the idea and blow-up-shuated with it. He blow-up-shuated.
What the fuck is that?
Kaboom. Racks on. Yeah, he did his thing.
Okay.
And keeping Shreveport so fucked up, or either they don't believe in they fellow people or whatever. And because I gave him the idea, and he did it, and he was like, yeah. And I'm like, you're owing that. You know what I mean? Like, for real. But it's like people here, they either they don't believe or they scared. Like, it's like,
yeah, well, a lot of people here got a plantation mentality. So it's like a lot of people here, they fear going places they've never been. Small city, you know what I'm saying? So when it come to big ideas, a lot, and that's just a lot of people, period.
A lot of people told me ideas are too big for this city. I'm like, bitch, I'm broke.
No.
Like, how the fuck my ideas too big for a city that I ain't got shit?
Stop buying all that kit.
I mean, you know what? Don't even worry about it.
See, that's somebody who's never been nowhere.
But see.
You think about it, when we learned about Christopher Columbus knowledge in school, they thought the world was flat. We all thought that because we ain't never been nowhere.
Yeah.
When people tell you, oh, man, you can't do that, man, your idea is too big for this city, ain't nobody going to support you, that's because they've never done it.
Mm.
So they can't see it. They can't believe it. They've never done it. So, but also God has put something inside of you that says, look, just because you think the world is flat, you need to go out there and find out for yourself. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's your passion. That's your calling, man. Yeah. Don't let anybody take that from you.
I mean, cause see, when I be in the city, when I be out there in the city, it's 18 meters. Like, it's like,
say, bitch. I know you, man.
Hey, man, shout out my dog, Dayday. Boy, that new shit fire. Yeah, baby, we coming back. Yeah, watch this. Well, look.
Man, you be so confused sometimes. I been knowing what the hell we be talking about.
Oh, now, me and him know what we talking about. Okay, you feel me? Okay. Like, he the guest, me and him know.
Yeah. Oh, but you talking about relationship, then you're right. Yeah. Relationship are riches, man. You got some good relationship, man, that's better than money. I tell people all the time, you got rich people committing suicide, man. You got broke people committing suicide because they ain't got money. Rich people got money, but they still is not happy, man. Relationship is where your wealth is, man. You give me a group of loyal mm-hmm. friends, man.
That's not good.
More than thing. Like you saying, man, if I go flat broke, I know I got a couch I can lay on.
Yeah.
That's your safety net. That's real talk. That's real friend. And you can't pay for a good relationship.
Yeah, you can't, man. Because,
I know you've been paying time, but, you know, you can't pay for a good relationship.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, he'll pay, man. Real damn pimp shit. That's a piece of
that. Man, well, what you gonna do if you can't show a woman cheating? What you gonna do?
If I catch her cheating? I ain't gonna do nothing, man. You know me, I'm clear. I'm peeing.
Dude, you was about to cry because you was mad. You was about to go up with the baby.
Well, I'll tell you what Big Carrie did.
What Big Carrie
did? What Big Carrie
boy naked. He naked.
He got his cock out. He rocking out with his cock out.
Boy.
No. Right. He's in a shoe?
Absolutely.
No.
You owe me Jesus.
Do you really want this on video?
I pull it.
Man, it's
that. I pull it. Yeah. All
right. Goodbye, Bruce.
You
told me
Jesus. That's insane.
Nah, man.
What?
The moment my woman cheats, she ain't my woman. So my woman can never cheat on me. But at the same time, man, you got to cherish what you got. Man, you can't be out here in the streets doing everything, expecting a good woman to stay at home and wait for you to get back there, man. You got to cherish mm-hmm. what you got, because women don't just be out there cheating, man.
Since you married.
Women going to get their lick back. Yeah. Women gonna try to get your attention, and mm-hmm. you fantasize over their body, so they gonna use their body to get your attention. That's on us.
What advice you got for single men out there that can't find a woman like this man right here?
So, well, it depends on why you say you can't find a woman, man. There's a woman out there.
Hold on, first off, I'm not looking for a woman. I'm looking for a hoe.
Yeah, he toe up.
So what's the difference?
Huh?
What's the difference?
A woman and a hoe?
Yeah. What's your definition? What's the difference?
That's why I'm single.
You think I'm with my hoes? You vicious.
You're a woman first.
No, you need to clarify that. You said you looking for a hoe. It's some men that's hoes out there too.
Man, I say you gotta go left with some shit.
I'm trying to keep you from. No,
I don't give a fuck about none of that, man. Look.
Me be living over the city.
I don't need to be nothing. Look, people need to stop people motherfucking being it.
That's the name of
this
show,
man. That ain't my
bitch.
But they talk about it.
I just know about it.
Yeah, it ain't bad. What you say, sir?
I said, man, they are women first. They become hoes because they trying to tap into using their bodies to create opportunities for themselves.
But we
created that business. You know, we put that on them, and we created that business, and we can be hoes too.
But what I'm saying is,
I believe it's a place in this world for women and hoes. I believe we need both to make the world go forward.
What time and place?
You want to know why?
Yeah.
Hoes are important. You want to know why? Because a hoe is a jack of all trades and a master of none.
But I'm gonna tell you something. Yeah. I'm gonna tell you something else though. Like in them situations though, reason why I say I wouldn't do nothing though, because like what you said, once you cheat, you ain't mine, and then. If you react, man, when you react to something like that, man, she done won all around the board.
In fact, man, you got to look at this situation. He's 60 years old.
I wouldn't.
So that means he's been with that woman for, they married. He's been with her probably over 30, 40 years.
That shit don't matter, bro.
So it's different for him.
It might hurt, but shit, you got to get over that, bro. Like,
man, you got to stay in control of your emotions.
Yeah.
They probably got great kids. They got everything together.
Let me tell you something.
It's never an excuse to.
I walked in on my roommate fucking. I ain't getting mad or nothing.
Why would you get mad?
Why would you get mad at your roommate?
Yeah. We got a child together.
It's a lot of niggas in jail, a lot of niggas dead because of their ego, because of their mindset.
Because that would be bruise your ego.
That's it.
I got a question. Uh-huh. Now you got any brothers?
Nope, brothers.
Okay, so
I'm in the fraternity, so I look at them like my brothers, but no blood brothers.
All right, so even your fraternity brothers. Yep. Now, if it was a fucked up situation and the motherfucker did some foul ass shit to your fraternity brother,
right?
Would you avenge him?
I'm gonna try to rob him.
Now you don't think it's fucked up that. You a ride for your homeboy.
How you ride matters, though.
Yeah, that's true.
It's different ways. See, niggas...
But you ain't gonna kill no nigga behind you.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I guarantee he wasn't talking about.
That's different, though.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put it like this. I'm gonna seek justice.
You using a bunch of hairs.
How?
I'm gonna seek justice for anybody that I care about.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's ways to fight, man. And the first thing niggas go think about is violence.
Because that's what we know. We don't know.
But there's so many other ways to get somebody.
How do we get disciplined as children when we do something wrong?
Beat the shit out of them.
No, and I don't agree with that.
Why?
You can do, I'm going to tell you something that's more effective than that.
What?
Military exercises. It hurts just as bad.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beneficial to the body the mind.
This goes back to slavery and all that. Anytime the slaves misbehave, it's about to stop. So we can go ahead and get rid of it.
All right, boom, boom, boom. Look, we about to stop. We're going to make a part two, though. Okay. Because, see, I got to kick it with you. I know for a fact, you heard me, if me and you ain't going, I'm going to blow up your weight. God damn it.
Man, you're going to blow without me, man. Then you got to believe that.
Boy, ain't shit, look. Well, thank y'all, man, for coming in, man. Tell everybody your Instagram, social media, and everything. You hear me? Yeah, all that.
How to get in contact with you?
City of Shreveport, email alan.jackson@shreveportla.gov. Best way to email me. alan.jackson@shreveportla.gov.
I'm using him up. Man, let them people come playing with me. Boy, you know, Alan, that's my cousin. Anyway, man, it's your boy, FTF Ugly Man, the myth, the legend. I'm the voice of the ratchet.
And it's your boy, Nesto the Dunn.
Iceberg Pac Man, the hood's voice, bro.
Yeah, baby, I'm going to the battle rap. Shout out Body Bag.
Make sure y'all like, share, subscribe.
Because we need the money. I got 8 children. I'm on child support for 5.
All right. We out here.
Yeah, this ain't my business, but I just know about it.